This is Rabbi Gordon for bringing after Yosef Yitzchak Spalter's Bar Mitzvah.
Then you should know that every, then east of Crown Heights, you couldn't find one guy there. The whole area from Brownsville all the way up came out to Prospect Park. I don't know if Rabbi Herzl remembers it yet. You couldn't find a goy. Tens and thousands of Jews lived on Eastern Parkway, St. John's Place, Lincoln Place, Crown Street, Montgomery Street. Tens of thousands of Jews. The middle road used to be full with, seats. So what did we do? So the Rebbe wanted that we should start making chinuch. So what, we used to knock on the door. So in lunchtime, that was started the outreach. On lunchtime, we used to eat lunch, a little bit, and then we used to go double two people, and we used to knock on the apartment houses. We saw the mezuzah. So people thought we were shalachim, so they gave us a lady, here's a quarter, leave my house. They wanted to give us donations. What was the main objective? The main objective is we should take the names if they have children, and we gave it over to the Merkaz Yonachiruch, the Machad Yisrael, and they used to sell letters and brochures to see that the children should go to what? To Jewish day school, because then it was. Other boys came late. In the middle of the lineup, it's like he cocked in the Alamaisis. So the Friedeke Rebbe said, printed! Listen to this! So the Friedeke Rebbe said, I can't tell you the Loshim Mamish Arab, but the gist, you don't mean the gist, the Dekudah, the Teuchen was as follows. Although we want that you should do this work, Abu Poratzo, it doesn't say the word, but maskoines halaveinim titenu. Paro in the last week's sedra said, when they didn't give him any more straw, the measure of the bricks you must make. The Rebbe said the Talmidim are forbidden to miss 1 minute of Seder learning. There's no teretz that I'm knocking on the doors and I'm going to bring back a child to Yerushalayim. Not on the cheshbon from Seder HaYeshiva. Not on the cheshbon of Gemara. Not on the cheshbon of what? Of Chassidus. Maskoines halaveinim titenu. I want to tell you something. And the Rebbe Shlita said, and this is one of the things that I noticed in the Lubavitch Yeshivas. I don't know how it's here. I can't tell you. I don't know what's doing here. Both in Tiferes Bachurim, I hear there's very good yeshivas and yeshivas, good Rosh yeshivas and mashbihim. But sometimes boys are carried away. Why do I say it? If now shnaso arboim is leiblo das, veinayim lishmoya, veinayim liris was naim lishmoya, that means our heart is different. As I said before, because of the ganze tuk for Rabbi Herzl, if the under does not the whole meiser, but it's no joke. It's no joke. You have a source. And I digress. I said it Wednesday night by the Asifa, by the Friedeke Rebbe. When did you come to Lubavitch? Which year?
Something new, don't.
Do you know when we saw the Friedeke Rebbe? 1 minute, months.
Not this time.
When did we see the previous Rebbe? Never. He was upstairs. He didn't come to Dublin. To a Fabrengen? I got in. You're laughing. Boys stood outside. Listen to me, I want to tell you something. Hundreds and hundreds, hundreds. Boys and Balabatim stood outside by the door, by Ganeid Natachten upstairs, or near the kitchen. I don't know what's doing there now. And they used to push, and they used to brawah. They stood, they knew they couldn't get in. They stood 3 or 4 hours by the door. Why? Because there the Rebbe Zogizun Zayn Baruch Hashem walks out of the Fabrengen. The Friedrich Rebbe was paralyzed, so he couldn't walk out. So all the Chassidim had to go out of the room from the Yinstan downstairs. And then I suppose they took him away on a wheel. I don't know what they did, Yinstan. So for the split second, Rabbi Lipska, that when we opened the door, that the Chassidim that were in the Fabrengen went out. So the young boys, particularly the young boy who had the perseverance and the geduld to wait 3-4 hours in a kozer b'vayim, ran into the room to look at the Rebbe, and they were kicked out right away. They stood 3 hours pushing, killing themselves, only that they knew that they will be able to see the Rebbe for a split second. I said Wednesday night, because I was screaming when the people pushed the book and pushed. For months we didn't see the Rebbe. So one time Rabbi Shmuel Levitin, you know, he was the head mashpia, told me, Yitzchak, it was Friday. So he says, I don't know, there was a Yorkshire. I says, the Friedrich Rebbe had to say Kaddish. I don't know for why. So he says, Yitzchak, tomorrow, to Mincha, Shabbos to Mincha, if you'll come, you remember, this is the Rebbe's Yechidus room, and this is the Friedrich, and the Rebbe's, you know, the Rebbe's, the Alter Rebbe's, his mother's room. And there was a door in between. So he said that if you will come tomorrow, it's 2-3 o'clock when the Rebbe finishes eating on the daven, so what will happen? So will daven mincha, the door will be closed, but for Oleinu, after Oleinu, they'll open the door and the Rebbe will be saying Kaddish. How long does it take to, even by the Rebbe who's there, how long does it take to take Kaddish Rebbe Lipska? A minute. So you'll be able to see the Rebbe saying Kaddish. That time round we walked a half an hour, 40 minutes. Huh? And we came. Anyone touch by the Rebbe when we were standing upstairs by the Fabrengen? Did anyone dare to show you the hall? And he says that he has the chutzpah to say l'chaim to the Rebbe. Put the Rebbe into his face. Who the hell are you? We opened the door. Put it on. This is not a concert. It's a concert. And we saw them. We have the schuss to see the tzaddik hador, the Nasi Yisrael, nearly every day. Unheard of. Never was it before. Did anyone make a cheshbon hanefesh? First of all, so what is the pushing on going on for? Because I have to be there. Or you don't want the other guy to be there. Who's on it? Who's on it? I want to tell you something. Better. Better than Lubavitch in it. Tell yourself. This is like dumb. I digress. If I come back, it's a choke. You know what I mean? If I bring, I'm not prepared. I have notes by the Rosh. But if I bring it, I should have notes. You have to throw the guy out. Who knows what? You have to tower feather him. If Achsidish sits down and he prepares a fear that he's going to bring him, and he does it, you have to throw him out. You have to throw him out. You don't. I'm not saying you can't listen. That is what I want to say. I'll soon come back to the other thing. What did I go to Bizong, I guess? You know the most of the words on?
Yeah, Lubavitch.
Two things, yeah, Lubavitch. Two things. There's Mendel Marozov. You know Rabbi Mendel Marozov was a moment. He had a father. His father was Rabbi Chanan Marozov. He was, they called him the field marshal of Chassidim. You heard about him? You heard of Chanan Marozov? What's your name? Do you have a male? Do you have on top of the chalas, Rabbi Yochanan was stayed for Eidach Sidish in Lini. Rabbi Yochanan, Avram Glick, you know Avram Glick who stuck at the Basilica. So when he was young, he used to daven every day. But the halter night, look to each if he saw a person on the even touching them cup of Israel, you understand? It's no stira mitzvahin, and it's no stira to collection of cup of Israel from davening. 10 minutes before Bo Shoma, I think over the moment what the Rebbe said. What? Before you start. So this Chana, he was one shikah Mendel Marozov, not once, he comes quite often shikah, but he said a good word. So he wanted to speak about Lubavitcher. He was in Toronto then. So he said, if you know, he says, so a Jew goes into a furniture factory. The furniture. How much does this furniture cost? So this furniture cost $1,000. He goes into the other room, he sees the same furniture. You heard the story. He said, hello.
You know when it's, you know when it's good. The thing you should live with it. Rabbi Jacobson will exogen, wir verbringen wir diesen Worten. Ich verstehe, diesen Worten. You heard of Rabbi Jacobson? Das wir diesen Worten. You know what means diesen Worten? It hasn't penetrated. So, Akotin used to say, so sometimes the button is over here, but what happens if the button is over here? Diesen Worten! I heard the Meister. If Achsidisch verbringen, doesn't even penetrate the button. The button is a blockage. Instead, it blocks. Little hole. If you can't Google any, he's going to put it on Masa. Anyway, listen to this. So he said that he saw that how much is this furniture? He said, this furniture is worth $500. I said, why? Because it has a damage. You heard him, I said, it has a damage. Then he sees other furniture. He said, how much is that furniture? $5,000. And this, doctor, this has a damage. Doctor, this has a damage. It's worth about $500. Doctor, no, it's worth $2,500. She says, this without a damage is worth $1,000. And this with the damage is worth how much? $2,500. How could it be? That means with the damage it's worth more than what? Without. So they told him, my friend, you don't understand. This is different wood. It's a different kettle of fish.
This is anders gewachsen and anders gehadavit and anders gepolished in stand polish.
Weil ich lebe gerade still auf der Schule gesagt, ich sehe, du hast doch einen Sohn, soll er sein, die 17, 18 Jahre, dort wo er riesig, aber zu uns, in Shem, in Shem, die darf er kriegen den Polish. In Shem, in Shem, die darf er kriegen. Anyway.
Lubavitch darf sein anders gewachsen und anders gehodet. Not because of chauvinism. The chauvinism brings responsibility. If we were zoiche to the oil of Chassidus, to the Rebbe, so we have nothing to boast about ourselves. They're going to ask you, cough up. What did you do?
I once told my balabatim, Achen Shal Pesach, you speak about Mashiach, yeah? When Mashiach will come, they'll say, oh, your name is what? What is your name?
Huh?
Yossi. Yossi Tzvibu. You're the son from Rabbi Elimelech Tzvibu. Tell me, Yossi, what did you do to bring me? Doctor, what do you gotta be afraid? You know who's Mashiach is, and he's a Ish Chesed, so you'll get away with murder. So if the dust is a Mashiach, my base is where Mashiach is. But my base where Mashiach is, so we'll get away with murder. He's a Ish Chesed. But my Cheshman and Nefesh. Yes. My name is Shechepen. You're my target. I was like, this is Machzir, you're going to get Saina. I was like, you're going to
get Saina. Thank you.
Huh? Why? Yeah. You know, you could take another thing about Mashki. I want to tell you something. Also, come the Chassidic Rebbe writes that there was a big Chassid, Reb Hendel. You heard of Reb Hendel in the Sichas, Reb Hendel? And he always used to have a little bit of bottle of Mashki in his room. And when Chassidim used to sit, you thought it.
No.
I could take a little bit. Well, I take medication. Give me a little bit. And in his room, they used to call it in Russia, Asotke Mashke, a little bottle of Mashke. And, So he said, so they used to have a little Sotke Mashke, a little bottle of Mashke. And what Chassidim, you know, Hendel, you know, even Hashem, and I even Yisrael, you know, they say, you heard about Hendel. What did the Rebbe Rashab say on him? Hendel nor Hashmeget on them Gehenna. Er kreitschig in Ganeid. Kol HaYetzim Otav is based on it. Why? Because of his Avis Yisrael. That's a pity. So they used to take a little mushroom, and the glass stood all night. Wasn't touched. What they forbring? You have to verbring, you have to. The Mashke. You heard about, there was a big chassid in Paris, Rabbi Yisrael Noyach. You heard of him? Rabbi Yisrael Noyach. Rabbi Yisrael Noyach was one of the Rebbe Rashab chassidim, the Friedrich Rebbe's chassid. I went to Paris 3 times. For one reason. You see Rabbi Yisrael Noyach. Eiffel Tower. I'll tell you the truth, I saw the Eiffel Tower for a second. They shouldn't think that I'm a square, that I was the Paris and said Eiffel Tower. But I sat, I went three times on the Hebra Balipska, Rhein, Molden, Rivenne, and Paris, and this is a lot of because I'm an American. No, it's a lot of He had a holy face. This Rabbi Solnoyer was the auditor or the secretary, I mean the accountant by the Gorari, head of the famous family Gorari in Kremenchuk. They had a cigarette and tobacco business. So he once said by a Fabrengen, he lived a few blocks away from the office. He says, every stone from my house to the office is soaking through with thinking of the Prachtel Sils. You have them all. So Rabbi Yisrael Noach told me, Yitzchok, I'll say it in English, he said it in Yiddish, you should see that by a Fabrenger they shouldn't take maske. You're not allowed to take maske by a Fabrenger. No good. You have to be in the Seira. You know what? We should read the Merem Sasicha. I didn't take much. Depends. Shmini Atzeres, I took a lot of much. Kinder, I want to tell you something. The bottom line is, you know what the bottom line is? The bottom line is, as I said, every person has to do what he has to do. Rabbi Lipska has his job, and Rabbi Vichon has his job, and Yitzhak Grona has his job, and Rabbi Hassan has his job. I'm Medav Leonin, I'm Medav Davin, 100%. But each one has how he has to do it. And Talmidei HaYeshiva, so Zayin from Tumchi Tumimim from Teferes Bachurim, all those who are Seicha to be Talmidim HaYeshiva under the Nesiyas of the Rebbe, under the Rebbe, have a special privilege, but a special obligation. Privilege comes with a responsibility. You know what that means? Talmidim have to know they have to do mitzvoyim, and they have to go out and outreach. But in the same token, they have to know, and I always stress it. Maybe I'm from the old school that maskeinas halaveinim titenu. You know, even from an ulterior motive, if you go out in shlichus, I want to tell you something. If you go out in shlichus and you're an amoretz, so you're going to show me people who don't know how to learn and they do a good job, no question about it. That's nisim el hashemayim, because the rabbi talked to everybody. The rabbi talked. But if you're a person who knows how to learn a little bit and can stand up against rabbonim in the city and speak their language, we have now, I mean, Melbourne is a very strong Jewish community. In the last 8 years, there is a Lakewood Kotel, Tour Kotel, Pesach Talmud. So everyone knows. The Talmud Chacham is by us, Shia Hat. What will cause the answer? If you want to hear, you know, the Mishnah, the Shidavan, you know, this is Shnas Arboy. You're going to push the Shabbos, there's going to be cry the Kol Olam Kuloi. Vos! Another thing is, I said, you weren't there Wednesday night, you have a Ramsad Rushan Wednesday night. Redach is the Alter Rebbe, but by a Fabrenger, I don't know if I wasn't there. If the Alter Rebbe said Lomdis by a Fabrenger, the Tzemach Tzedek, we know once a year, Shavuos, you're given the Torah, you know that. Shavuos, either the first base of. Shavuos is given the Rabban Alam. Shavuos is known. It's in the Igros Kodesh when the Friedrich Rabban is done. Everyone knows that Shavuos, I think it's the first day. The first day Shavuos, like the Tzemach Tzedek, say a pupu. A pupu, you know. How he could say? A pupu. It's a Machzedek given a Ganagoin, what I have to say. If you'll see how fasting, there's a Gera Chosu, you made a book on all dynasties of the Rabbeim, of all the Tzadikim. I mean, real Tzadikim. He comes to the Tzemach Tzedek, he has one line, and he has more about this. Goin ha-Torah b'doyrei. The authority of Torah in his generation. Goin ha-Sar ha-Torah, goin ha-Torah b'doyrei. You know who the Tzemach Tzedek was? You heard of Reb Chaim Sanza? The Divrei Chaim, the great Halbishtam, he was a god, goin ha-Torah b'doyrei, he had a gay, no? So they say that he was once walking into his room, and he was very, you heard him, I heard, very strained. So they say, Rebbe, what are you so, Doctor, I received a letter from the Rav Mendel Lubavitch, and I'll tell it's called Mendel. He's Rav Mendel Lubavitch, and I have to answer him. And every word I write has to be according to Pshat, to Rush Rebbe says. Well, not I can't write, but I'm scared for myself. Every word that I write to Rav Mendel Lubavitch has to be according to Pshat Rush Rebbe says. But I don't know, I mean, he wrote, but I don't see. The Rebbe is here. I gave it out. What is what's the Ha'horas from all the Torah? The Rebbe, what the Rebbe said, Ashet Hikro Yisamata. What? This week, Shabbos. We never had a Rebbe who should shoot lumbers for an open hour. Who's the God? I don't know. And I said, Kimmelos, I have to go. We have to understand our schus. You heard the word from the Rashbats. I heard it the first time from the Rabbi Romelia Axel Radol Rav Shalom. You think so, Rabbi Romelia? You think so? Rabbi Romelia Axel. Man, in Baltimore. I was by him in Shabbos. Rabbi Romelia Axel Radol. He was a chosid from the Rebbe Rashab. He was a big Talmud Chacham. My Moshi was there once by him, summertime. So he used to daven, he started 2 o'clock to 8, he learned Nakana with a knack. 6 hours. So he knocked on the door, Dr. Voss, his Moshi. So he says, we have to go down the middle for the Chacham, but go on, go on. Yeah. Rabbi Romelia Axelrad, they say, he was a rough person, Shibogian, and then Marionette, and then he came to Baltimore. The Rebbe said that he didn't see the heaven. He didn't want to see the tomb of America. I was in his house a whole Shabbos when I was a young boy. I'll never forget it. He's in Tfilas Yedayim Shabbos. He's in the Tfilas Yedayim. He's Kiddush. Never heard it in my life. He's in Tfilas Yedayim Shabbos. He had a quote, Grois V'Yiddish Adolos. And he had a handkerchief, and he had a towel on this end, and he used to beast, and he used to. It was a scene. Anyway, so Rabbi Melia came once to 770, where the library is, you know, where the library is, in the yeshiva library, that used to be Rabbi David Shifrin's room. You don't know who Rabbi David Shifrin is?
You can't, isn't it?
You know?
Let me know in conversation.
Alright, let's go. We'll talk about something. When I sexed the rubber hands, I become an old man. The next room was Rav Shmuel's room. I won't tell you how it looked, you understand, because he had no family here. The cockroach is a little bit afraid, and he had what he used to have. He didn't eat any old Shabbos, he used to eat by the rabbits, and he used to have till Yom got married, you understand. And he used to have half a glasses of sour milk. So to eat, so kind of he gets now he cares. He's having like the name is. I was his pet. I used to sit. I used to sit at his foot side. I used to hear him hours and hours. I shake the thing like that. Whatever he was, I don't know. So Omega once came. You heard the story. I want to tell you. So Rav Shmuel says, Yitzchak, see that he should have bring at least an hour. Mutzah is about Omega. Look at his face. He had a shining face. He had a shining face. So I said, "You don't see now in my room." Boom. The hair on the lips. Yeah. And Rav Shmuel sat on a corner. He listened. He was much younger than him. He was a chaver of Avram. He was Avram Panizel, Avram Shalom, Avram Simpson. We had a bottle of mashke. Who mashke didn't drink? Well, who wanted the mashke? He wanted to hear what he said. We used to sit and listen to Rav Shmuel like this. I am not a gamer. Like this. And he used to tell the story sometimes 25 times. Rabbi Gordon was the first expert, I was the second expert. He knew what's going to go next. But we just
Heschel Fogelman.
Yeah, Heschel Fogelman, look at his crown. Yeah. So he says the Rashbats, you heard of the Rashbats? You heard of the Rashbats? Who heard of the Rashbats? All those who heard of the Rashbats say I. Who heard of the Rashbats?
I.
What was his name? Who was it?
He was.
Because these fellas don't know what Al Tachsidi is, and who knows who Rab Gershom Ber? Not Gershom Ber Jacobson of the Algemeen. Who knows Rab Gershom Ber Bahara? Who ever heard of the name? Huh? Everybody knows. Yeah. Okay. This Rab Shmuel, this Rashbats was a chassid of the Tzemach Tzedek. But which chassid was he sent to? Who did he go for his fall? By them it was a Gevalge Tzveyo, found Tzemach Tzedek. Rav Michal Apotsky. He was, what's your name? Anyway.
Yeah.
And then he used to teach Chassidus. He was a Malamed. The Rebbe Marash took this Rashbats to be a Malamed of Chassidus to the Rebbe Rashab. And the Rebbe Rashab took the Rashbats to be a Malamed of Chassidus to the Chiyat Gerev. And then he became a Mashpia, in Lubavitch. I'm sure you still pay him for it. The Rebbe says he had a group. Where Mishka Pinsky is up.
A group of books.
Anyway, so Rashbats used to complain with the Talmidim and he said, you heard about. Hello? Rashbats had verbracht mit the Talmidim and he said, tell me, my children, what schus do you have? Which wind blew you to Lubavitch? Heard it all. Welche Wind hat er geblasen in Lubavitch? Make a cheshbon. How do you come to Lubavitch? Anyone make a cheshbon on Nefesh? How he comes and leaves the Alanamas in the Rebbe? The Maisa goes further. You know the Maisa with the Chai, you know the story. There is, oh. He says there's a, so Rashbats used to say, there is a chaye, the Rabbeinu Shlomo has mercy on all his creatures. So there's a chaye who is very lazy. Even if it has to eat or drink, it doesn't also want to go. So what does the Rabbeinu Shlomo do? The Rabbeinu Shlomo makes a wind and it uproots it from its place and it brings it near a brook. So the Rabbeinu Shlomo says, I brought you near the brook, but the drink, you got to bend your head. Okay, did you make a cheshvan on Nefesh? Which wind blew you to the Rebbe? And are we bending our heads and drinking as we should? Or is it superficial? Rabbi Jacobson, who was one of my mashpim, heard of Rabbi Jacobson? He used to say, cheshvan on Nefesh is under the kolder. Under the kolder. You know what that means, under the kolder? You want to make a self-examination under the kolder. No one has to see you. Although under the kolder tonight, you should make a cheshvan on Nefesh. Are we drinking? Are we taking what we should? Or we just could say that? Are we superficial? That's chagas, not chabad. What does it say in the sikhs? Look, as I said, it could be what I'm saying, I'm not up to myself. There was a magid who said, a preacher came once to a city, and they said, here we don't want to hear any chastising, we don't want to hear any musa. She says, I don't see any musa. I say musa to myself, but I say it a little bit loud, someone else hears too. What's going to shout? The first one, a pabrenger, has to speak to himself. But my kinder, is going to lecht. You know, sometimes, even in Bochim, We're so in the hustle and bustle. We're going to go to the Rebbe, and we hear the Sicha, and we hear another Sicha, and we're going to go Shabbos, and we're going to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning because we have to get an Aliyah. There's a whole work to do. I got an Aliyah, and we have to get a place, and I have to fight, and I have to fish, and I have to this, and I have to this, and you know, and if there's a Levayah, last week, Tuesday, there was two Levayahs. I thought that the world is coming to an end. The boys were pushing. They needed pushed over the Rebbe, they pushed over the label, they pushed over this one. Pooh! I'm a horror! Where? They tell him, Simpson told us. Rabbi Simpson from the Old Tach, Old Seed, if he was once walking in Lubavitch, you know what Lubavitch was? Lubavitch was two things, you understand what I mean? Wooden houses, I suppose, and full of blotters. You know, blotters are swamps. You have to go with boots. Huh? The lashes wasn't enough, my friend. Had to go boots. You heard about this? He put out his foot, and the kalashes give living on them, and he went on. He went down. He said, "Abochado." Someone else threw off his and put it on. So they tell. So he says he was walking with Avon Paris. He was walking with him. They were walking out for lunchtime. They hear footsteps in behind them. They turned around. The Rebbe Rashab with the Friedrich Rebbe is walking. They got so frightened that they jumped. They didn't even know they were going to get killed. They jumped in a swamp. They needed drach leislos. Pushed through it. That's superficial. I'm not saying a bocha should stop. A bocha should be saying to me, Bab Remes Fabrengen. But I am not the words. With the damage, we're better than anyone else. But that's not a consolation. It's not a consolation for me too, for myself. 50 years on the Babbage. Produce the goods, Ben. Produce the goods. That means 50 years being at a Babbage. I'm 50 years at a Babbage. That's 50 years. Das ist ein Spiel. Das Lohn und der Rabbi gesagt, die Regel wird von der Arzt neu, weil sie gucken im Spiel. Weil sie gucken im Panama. Ich weiß nicht, ob ich mir das Kabel damit alle meisten sind. Aber wie, es ist noch gelacht. Na, ist aber gut. Schnapp, for these people like ourselves, I'm going to tell you how to come to work. I'm going to tell you. I'm not saying that would be making it, you know, too much, you know, dramatic. I never push myself to the end. He'll excuse me for my slang. I shouldn't say this. Pardon me. I'm allowed to say it. I know who the damn I am. I mean, you're the innocent master. I said, but there's a relation between Pon and Reis of Mechaz and Shabbat. You know the story. You don't need Reis of Mechaz. They don't know. There is a relation. When did the Holy Ghost go, what are you pushing yourself for? That's not Lubavitch. That is not Chabad. If Chabad today is Mifzoyim, but Chabad is learning, Chabad is davening, Chabad is avoida, Chabad is zayna mekushetzim reben mepnimius. And the pushing doesn't. I'm not saying you shouldn't push. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying you shouldn't push. That's, you're missing the boat. I'm trying to bring up. I don't know if people have the mashpin tell it to you, whatever. We're missing the ikir ha'ikir. There are people, you know, I'll tell you something, I know for facts. So the Bochim and Eden who are standing all the way in the back, and they get the answers, and they get the real Kiruvim, because the Rebbe knows that he is fair, you know, in Australia they say the word fair dinkum, you know what means fair dinkum, the real McCoy. They're the real McCoy. And so the Mises on my Shir and on my Breg. Someone told me today there was a bocha who used to get answers, and this day big answers. Why? Because he used to write to the Rebbe Omputz. He used to write to the Rebbe Apnimius. He never even wanted to look over the letter what he wrote. He wrote him like a father. The Rebbe knows this. You can't fool him. The Rebbe once thought, the Rebbe says a maimer with closed eyes. The Friedrich Rebbe used to say with open eyes, you know that? Sure, the Friedrich Rebbe used to say the maimer with a Bentley call of Hashanah. The Gedeus. Yeah, sure, Bentley used to stand like a pole. I mean, in America, I saw the Rebbe used to say, I heard of that, Denz of my brother. The Hemshech Moshchini, and Yom Tov, it's the second night Rosh Hashanah, Tavshin Beis, Sefer Shul Rosh Hashanah, Sheyayel Poshet, you know that, in Tavshin Beis. He said it to, he used to say with open eyes. The Rebbe Rashab said oh, no, also with open eyes. He used to say the maimer to the Rebbe, his son. Personally. And you can hear it. The Rebbe used to say the maimer. You remember. The Rebbe used to say the maimer to Mendel. Here in America, to Mendel, call him a show. Mendel used to stand on him. And he used to be the chayzer. He kept the maimer. He had the chayzer. Like a statue. I saw the money. I saw the Rebbe, I saw at least 20 pounds, 45 pounds. And the Rebbe says a mind was closed up. I don't know if Rabbi Hersen was there. You know, once upon a time they didn't have the shul. You know, they used to have downstairs the sukkah and it was covered up with a canvas. You know that? They used to be for bringing. You heard about it. Never heard about it. The Gedanks of us, man. The Gedanks of us, yeah. So it was before our coffers. I don't know, I think Tavshin Yudalet, Tavshin Gim, I don't remember when. And there was a big tumul. So the Rebbe said, if they don't stop the tumul, I'm going to start saying Asicha with closed eyes. You don't remember it? And he ended, that's nothing. And he said, but listen to this, and he said, that the reason why I say a maimer with closed eyes, I don't want the other person's machshav zoros to disturb me. You heard about it? If you said, ich will nicht jenes, you think so? I'm doing the Russian, I think it's Russian Arab, anyway. A kleine kind of, this is but a little thing that happened in Australia a little while ago. Shmuel was in Australia, in Sydney, so we had brought him out for 3 days. I wasn't one of the Fabrengas, so I heard his advices. He said that you could give an opinion to the Rebbe with Machshava. Does he remember Fippenas? You know the whole story. So there's this girl is already here, one of our Talmidas from the Elchana, she was here, but not her chain. Obviously she had a problem. So she sent to, so she wrote a letter to her brother-in-law. And the brother-in-law's one's a Makura, but a very simple young man, nothing great. But I can't understand. She said she's ashamed to write it to the Rebbe. So he says, you know, Rabbi Lou was here a little while ago, and he said that you could do it with machshava. When you go past the Rebbe with the dollars, think about it. This pushes the younger man, writes it up. 2 weeks later, he gets a letter, he shows you. So my sister-in-law writes, she went by, and she had a machshava. The Rebbe answered her on the spot. What happens somewhere by the dollars, but this is mufsim under the table, you understand what I mean? In the making, you understand? In the mail, stays to Farem, stay Yitzchak on Farem, and he sees my Machshav Zoros. The Friedrich Rebbe said it's no, in America, I think he said it. Do Zitz Taivis Kanaya Machshav Zoros. You see it, Kedron? Here sitting a Jew who knows your Machshav Zoros. Anyway, let's speak about the Ufaden people. We're not like, Achsidish of Habringer has to elevate the people, not to make them, you know, down the dumps. Achsidish of Habringer, but we have to know the truth. The Perek of Tanya says Lamedala both tenuos has to be Simcha and Mechias, right? Vigilu, Achsidish of Habrengi, whatever it is, has to elevate the people. So the first thing is, I always sing the Nigma Aleph Ashreinu Matei Cholkeinu. You know what it means? Ashreinu Matei Cholkeinu Manam Kolenu. Basically, Chesidim B'Taych, Shviyam Chesidim B'Taych, Ashreinu was an Anim Nishkayim. You don't know.
I learned my lesson.
Hello? Uh-huh. What did you learn your lesson at what?
Keep going.
Yeah. Ah, no. So first thing we have to make a chayim, we have to go dance every night. We should all dance because we have a shaykh to the clunky from the Rebbe. Emes? Second, is we have to make a chayim. There's nothing wrong if you make a chayim. A chayim and a nefesh, nishvi a shayit, nishvi a misnagit, ve achsidi shayit, ter simcha. Alles mit Simcha. Because we have such a schuss, and Achmenet, because we have such a schuss, and because we have solche Gewaschnas Habo, and perhaps such a Gilit in the Mreben, was it noch Kemunisch, that I can't say what Kemunisch going, I don't know, but as far as we see, it was never in the history of the face of the world, of the Rabbein, never. And I am part of this Deir, the old Achsidim, Rabbi Shevel Enke, Rabbi Shmuel Munke, son, I'm not going to say that. Andere will sagen, Alter Rebbe sagt, wenn ich nach Rebbe bin, wenn ich sehe, ich bekäme Rebbe Tov Kuf Lamed Gimel, Design Gimel, wenn man sich nicht gemacht hat, aber es ist eine Frage, ob die Atom genommen in der See ist gleich oder noch ein Mendelep. Na ho, Tov Kuf Lamed Gimel. But anyway, but I'm here. Rolle, jetzt kommt raus, ich wollte eben schon mal helfen, ob ein gesuchten Stab. Ein hier ist nach Rebbe. Darf ich tanzen für Simche? But in the same token, I have to know that if I produce what I am, the Maisa Yedua that Rabbi Zushi Mahanapal said that they're not going to shmeis him because he's not Chaim Yankel, they're not going to shmeis him because he wasn't Rabbi Zushi. I can't be Rabbi Lipsky. I don't want to be Rabbi Lipsky. And Rabbi Lipsky doesn't want to be me. I have to be me and he has to be his. You know, sometimes a kid once said it to me in the school. There were two kids, two close friends. One got a better mark. So the mother came in and says, Chaim Levon, you're like this Yankel, your friend. Look what he got and look what you got. So to mommy, I'm Chaim, I'm not Yankel. I'm Chaim, I'm not Yankel. Yossi's Zwiebel has to be Yossi's Zwiebel. It has to be Yossi's Zwiebel. Yitzvah Dona, Dona, Yitzvah Dona. Rabbi Moshe has to be Rabbi Moshe. Rabbi Moshe has to be Rabbi Moshe. Und den Stimm gemacht. It's no joke, and I'm not Messiah Das. You know, there's no question that the Rebbe pulls this up. You ever see that someone sinks in, the Rebbe pulls this up. I mean, there's my similar. What I want to say, particularly these people who are in Shlichus, and you're in Moises, Rabbi Herson, I myself, you're on Moises, and that's Lefe. You know, one thing we know for a fact, that it's not our case. It doesn't even enter our minds. You can't hear Bo Hashem on us now. No, there's actually Hashem is upon us. Famous. I told Levi once, a Maisa, I wrote it. A number of years ago, we had a ground up in the building, we had a prime minister, the Maisa was standing there, singing a psalm. And it was raining for weeks and days. I could tell you, there wasn't a floor. 2,000 people came in the minute in the morning. It was the whole night. It was raining for 3 weeks. It was raining from the time that the ceremony had to start till after the prime minister left. The sun came out. And after the prime minister left, and the Rebbe sent a letter against the Maisa. So I told Rebbe, tell the Rebbe that today particularly the Hatzlocha was so great that no one could think that it was his kochus. It's there. So what are we? We are a pipe. You know, a pipe. Chassidim said, Apalov always used to say, old Chassidim used to say, this we know that the Rebbeim will fulfill their objective, what they have to do. The only, the Rabbeinu Shalom should help, that I as a chassid should have a schus. That a little bit I should be able to contribute. Get them there. Kindalach. Ashreinu, 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 Ashreinu. What? I Once one in the early years of the I have to go soon because it's late and I'm not feeling the best. I promise that I'll bring a little bit, whatever it is. Also, it's also very good. I remember that when was it? The first years of the Rebbe's Lubavitcher Lessons in CS, I was in Buffalo then, and, complaining. Yeah. So the Rebbe told me a vote. Only after 2 minutes. He says, every young man who remembers the Rebbe the Shver, he said before Birchas HaShachar, after Birchas HaShachar, that was up here, should go into a corner and be Mitzaya, means in his mind, Surah from the Rebbe, and he started to cry. This would give him a mezuzah. I don't remember the word. That's what he said. Before Birchas HaShachar, after Birchas HaShachar, every day the younger man who remembers the Rebbe the Shver would go into a corner and be Mitzayah his Tzura. He says, every younger man who remembers the Rebbe the Shver, he said, before Birchas HaShachar, after Birchas HaShachar, that was up here, should go into a corner and be Mitzayah, means in his mind, the Tzura from the Rebbe. And he started to cry. This would give him a mezuzah. I don't remember the word. That's what he said. Before Birchas HaShachar, after Birchas HaShachar, every day the younger man who remembers the Rebbe the Shver would go into a corner and be Mitzayah his Tzura. It motivates us. As I said, I don't want to make people down the dumps. But in the same token, we have to know. We have to know that our responsibilities. We have to make a shnasa aboim, leibla das. Are we the talmidim? Are we utilizing this? What we have the opportunity to be in a yeshiva and to learn nigla and to learn chassidus and to do taka de mitzoyim with our neck. Maybe you can learn. Tovshin beis nishvaon gedachm the old rabbi and the rabbi's mother was nifta. The previous rabbi's mother was nifta. So the first few months he used to have daven with the oilam. Not long. I don't want to go into all these details. The first 2 days he davened for the yomit. Then he didn't daven for the yomit, but he used to have shmul used to daven for the yomit. And he said, Ashrei Baletzion. But upstairs he used to daven, and then he didn't come out of the oilam. He took a lot of tzavor, and he was on Kankanish, but he said, what's wrong? He took a lot of tzavor. He's only not gesund. He took a lot of tzavor, and he was on Kankanish, because of his house. Yeah. So sure, so you do it. So the first two days I was like, I answered myself, it's like about the COVID dream was far. Like a Shabbos B'shalach, I said to him, I think in those 2 days, that's the time that my mouth got used to saying to him, because the Rebbe's of the Zoom, they wanted to have a minion the whole time in the room. Because she was the Stalik Shabbos afternoon, till Monday morning, the Rebbe came back, Hamish Osa B'shvat. It's another story. I can tell you, I see the Rebbe coming in. came from the train. I see the Rebbe coming down. That time there was the Yad, the bench, the Yad. I see the Rebbe coming down. This was the chair. The day was cold. A blizzard. We wanted to go to the back and some ice. That's the Shmigay. The Rebbe took a leave out of Shiva. There's a lot to be told about. It's interesting. That was not. You know, the Rebbe used to daven a normal Shachris, Beis Nissen. 4 hours, you know. 5 minutes. How long? Northern Shachas will be on 3-4 hours. I could imitate him, you know, with his mouth, you know, but I don't want to. Basically, the Empire was here. Hassel makes a buck. You also want to. You ever heard? I can't look my mouth. No, I don't want to. Tosoki. Kao, the Shemper, God, the Lord, the that doesn't say it anything. Essen up to the daft of home, the heroes of sin, the car and the day. Oh, yeah. The Rebbe's also saying, Zoki Karne. Oh, but, oh, is this to the car and the Tachta Saki? Like Zayn Yelol is on a field. Anyway. But then it was a time that Rav Shmuel used to come for the Yomit, and he took over from Ashrei Volatzin. Hello? So the Rebbe sat in the corner. When we came in, you couldn't get in anytime you wanted. So they made a roster. Each bottom should go in. I went in. A roster, what's the matter? Huh? Roster's a queue. You know, not a queue. A roster used to make every day different boys. How much was then in the yeshiva? How much then goes to Israel Bachman and he went in the yeshiva?
A list, a schedule.
Yeah, scheduled, yeah. So I remember I went in once with Rav Shmuel and the Fiyad had to call him over. I told you the mice, and the Fiyad had to call him over. I see Rav Shmuel got white. The Fiyad had a watch on his head. And then he, Rav Shmuel, Davin, Sinishin, Rav Shmuel, Davin. I went back. I was close. So I said, "Much more." I said, "What did I tell you?" So the Rebbe said, "I'll say it in Yiddish, then I'll say it in English." Yeah. Mit Daf stellen sich Davenen neiner Segen. It is 3 minutes noch 9. Was gambet ihr für mir 3 minutes? We have to start Davenen 9 o'clock. It's 3 minutes after 9. Why do you steal from me 3 minutes? I'm not sitting in Israel. Sadiq Hador. But I was a kid who was impressioned. You know, there's certain things you're speaking about Machshav Azor. I'll tell you a story and then we'll go home. The Friedrich Rebbe made up like the Rebbe soll gesund sein. When her brother was lifting, he made him Zalman Duchman. He should not say Kaddish. But the first Chavruda. But the Yomim, the days that a novel doesn't daven, she is very Musaf, he shouldn't daven. Just like a novel is not allowed to daven, like a Shchoyde, a Shchala Moy, with all that. So he also shouldn't daven. He should say Kaddish, but not daven to the Yomim. So the Rebbe made the arrangement with Rav Shmuel. So when it came to Rosh Chodesh, it's one out of the way. Simpson down and Chuck Cousin, all about it. This was a mincha, I'll never forget, the Rebbe was there. And the Rebbe said, was gammed to me at 3 minutes. So who went upstairs to mincha? I don't know, there were about 25, 30 books. One Elkrai, who was there to my Samo, Rav David Shifrin. Who is Rav David Shifrin? Rav David Shifrin was a personality. He started Agudas Chassidus Chabad. He started Agudas Chassidus Chabad in America. He heard Nun Tes, Yom Deshol Rosh Hashanah Shechali is B'Shabbos. Ranat. He heard Ranat in Lubavitch. And he was from Jevon Pleshitz and he came to America. You know what I mean? How much was, when was Reish Nun Tes? When? Reish Meir. It was 1989. Yeah, I know. He was a anyway. So we went upstairs and he was the only one there. So Rav Shmuel says, he sees there's only Bochum, he wants to have a Bochum. He got it. Go over to that. No. I'm standing next to him. Akira, what was that? 16. No, I'm standing next to him. Oh, no. He says to himself, no. No. And he's pushing me. Then he says to himself, I will. I'll tell you what effect that had on me. Ich mit meiner Machschove so was von Reben. No! And he ran down. Yes. He said, he didn't say that I should hear. Rabbi Lipska, he said it himself. Ich mit meiner Machschove so was von Reben. No! He was that type of Jew, you know, and he ran down. So, I bought a suit again. Sishin again. You know what that had an effect on me? Ani HaKotten, the Pedos, I never went over to the Rebbe. I was a noble lawyer, Elena Mishalons, from my dad when I was here a few weeks, my mother. Never. I can't go over to the Rebbe. I can't go. I never davened for the Yom. Not a Shabbos, I should be missing. A ordinary Shachis, Minche, Meir, Vassal, Stuttenzach. I never went over. Adayim Hazeh. Never davened in front of the Rebbe. I'm sure got kindness to me by Baruch Hashem. They wanted to daven to meet him, so he was by the Machshav Zoros. I can't, I couldn't care less. What this old Jew said, I can get out of my head. Ich mit meiner Machshav Zoros von Rebbe? No! The man of Chveis was 70, 70, 80, Yachzid Shei. I'm worried about him all. Again, you become a little bit morbid. The macht nicht stolz. Bench, I don't know. Bench was achsi deshir, I suppose. Bench shemter, you know. Achsi deshir. He was a messias not deshir. If you remember, before he got out from Shmuel and the macht. You know what the Rebbe told once Bench? Bench was one of the ten, you know. He was one of the ten, but I remember Shmuel. The three of the Rebbe told him once that in Switzerland, there are mountains, that when you go up at the top of the mountains, your head is above the clouds. You come down, you see that it rains. The base of rain is Mishkut. But that's the Chayden Hechev of the Volkens. You don't get fear from that. But that's the Chayden Hechev of the Volkens. Shlitz with the swim. Hagen Allah Habchim Arim. So the first time Benshe came, well, the first or second time, there was a dormitory right across the street, 770. What do you call it, 740? Right up there, there was a house there. I think it still is there. I don't know the numbers there.
I meant to a Bel Chaskin
Gevoy. Next to it. Bel Chaskin Gevoy, the Groyser Hoy, that time it was posh. I didn't know what's damals hat er doch gemacht, und weißt du, der erste Mal habe ich mal gesagt, ich würde mich an, der ist so ein Schicker, hat er gesagt. Ihr Bettag, seid mir gar nicht mal, er ist gar nicht brachen auf der Kaffee, ist der Arsch. Anyway, so... Anyway, that's the thing. So, Ben Shishem Teif hat verbracht. I don't know if he was up to it, he says, so ich auch, und er was auch, ich bin mir abbrochen, ich bin mir. You know that man was in prison how many years? 15 years, 10 years, 20 years, who knows? Git mir a broch as meine kinder soll waschen de pogo jüdische kinderlehrer. You know what that means, guys? Give me a broch that my children should wash the floor where Jewish children learn to. And the second thing he said, der was eine Schreine macht, schon wird die über den Meißel und noch ein Stern fangen. Ja, das ist die Translation.
Ja, Translation.
Well, Feiten Levens Nephew, Jole Babisch, mir bete noch mir leine, jo Gesche, Gesche, what did the Rebbe say this Shabbos? The Rebbe said, I'm going to go back to Rabbi Harris. The Rebbe, Chaim Serebrensky, many years ago, reminded me about a Fabreng with him. The three of the Rebbe and his Igris Kodesh, you learn, and is that Atnua from the Rebbe you have to learn, and the Chosid from the Rebbe and the Sabbath. Chaim Serebrensky, I'm going to go to Mashkish, and I was sitting, and I used to have an old man, and I took the time. So there's a little boy sitting to me, so Rebbe, it's a Kodesh, and I can't die Tat zu halten, als ich klein wie der in der Kronisch getommen, da kommt er noch mal. Der Rebbe sagt, das ist Schabbos. Elif, Halif. Der Rebbe hat gesagt, der ist Schabbos. Didn't you get the word? What's the Rabbi goes on? Not the Sikha, what's the Sikha? Rabbi Hatsi, you want the emotion? I'm a cook the Sikha. It hit you in the eye. Rabbi Harrison, the person, Morris, Tom, the church, the New Jersey, church, the church, the church, the church, the church, the church, the church, that's how the Rabbi Sheep goes. What's the Rabbi Sheep? Elif, you have Elif, 1,000. You were the Rebbe's Fabring in the Shabbos. You were the Rebbe's Fabring. You remember the word. The Rebbe said, Zayt the Rebbe is off, right? Where's the Hanochet?
Yeah, it's in the
Hanochet. This everything I heard, this I heard. The Rebbe's Fabring. The Rebbe says the Rebbe had gesagt that Fabring is a Yechide. Didn't you hear? I had a Mises, a very soul close to me, I wanted to discuss something with me. Because I have a problem. So I said, after Shabbos, I'll see you. So I call him up. He says, the first Sikha I answered it. Now, ladies, oh, yeah, you just can't push it. Well, it's on the bed. He says, the first Sikha I fixed it up. The Rebbe goes up. This I heard. Aleph. Does anybody have as good a head as the final?
No.
Rabbi Harrison, we have to go to sleep. L'chaim and l'brocha, adank the mevush and v'yotech. Avraham, by the first time we came the whole night. So who was fabringing? Simple place to shave at the Saturday night in the morning. Yechol the Grand Kaviyoch, the chairman of the tzach. So Yael was sitting. Yael was not alone. Yair was sitting, and David Haskin was sitting, and I was sitting all night with Rabbi. But Rabbi Adang the Meir from our nation. You heard the word when he says, Adang the Meir from our nation. You think Yira Shevach Yidor to Rabbi Yishlem, that you are chosen to the Rabbi. My, if you could explain that, Tatna Rach Sivish, you can explain that. Between my father and me, are 50 generations, 60. I can't touch him with 1,000-foot pole. And I'll tell you a secret, label also. So they made a bezel for Shlesha to go to the Yoel to the cave of the Yoel. Like Shmuel shakes my top. Anyway, he told me every day he used to say, he told me after the home was on the bed, and he told me we came home from the place. I'm like, I'll talk about the Zok 15 kapitel of Tim Noah Arenz of the Arenz Gazok. Oh, you said, I'll you. And I'll talk about again, Sudok of Amin Rebbe's Gazok. And Mashlem then Shabbos Vyant. And then Shabbos Vyant became here. So someday in Mitzvah Yant, he used to give to us. My topic got up and he was the gate. You know what Alistair Vronsky says? He didn't get to check. What's the chiddush that you like with that? You ever heard of this, no? Okay. I thought you can sit in that same with Sam Sean Kenneth on the street and you meet him by himself at a place in your life. Shari Farah Shari Fakes? Let's see what he says. Does anyone that we say
good to
He was in Nikolaev, you know. So there's when the Koisa Chosid Osha Nikolaev. The Basha, you heard of Rabasha. He was a shatner of the Rebbe Zol Gesund, you know that. Rabosha Nikolaev had run the shakl from the Friedrich. Oh, his father was. Pinchas Altais, his Shmilik's father. Not Pinchas Altais, Binyamin Altais. Their father was Binyamin and his brother was Eliachayim. Binyamin Altais ran the shakl from Remzel Gesund. Anyway, you know what I'm talking about? There was Pinyan, remember Pinyan Lava Shalom?
What were you talking about?
And the Shmir, anyway, in a few minutes. So he says that you have to understand that time from Lebat, what? What are you asking?
Where did the Pinyan go?
Yeah, the result of the official, he brought it together. I know the story. I don't want to tell it to you. Private, I'll tell you. So Nikolai from Lubavitch at that time, who knows, it was a long time. Suppose you have to go crazy. So when Yerman used to come from Lubavitch, so everyone used to say, you have the minor, you have the ksav, you know, the minor. Oshi Nikolai, they used to come and say, that's a chavek. How does the Rebbe look? Does he look all right? Is he able to walk good? He looks fresh? Yeah? Now say the name. Kukta is good, a gate good. We kukta is the Rebbe, don't that. Rebbe Rashab, a kukta is good, a gate good. If he's good, it's that's chavek, it's something in the mind. Rabbi, we must be on our way. I'll leave you with this thought and that's it. Tofresh Pei Zayin it was, a Tofresh Pei Vov in Leningrad, it was a very bad time. You know, the Bolsheviks, and there was a big Fabring in Purim, and a lot of the big Chassidim took Mashke, and also the Rebbe said, give Mashke. And when the Rebbe had to say the Maimer, there wasn't anyone of a caliber who'd be able to what? To absorb it, and they wanted a bitcher, they wanted to wake him up. Rabbi Gizok the Maimer. Rabbi said the Maimer. Then Rabbi got up and he heard him. Gizok the Maimer. He started to cry. Rabbi never said, Ich, you know that? Mir. Mir kommen zum Rebbe, wir haben ein Maimer, und die Glocke wird gerät. So the Rebbe promised that tomorrow I'll say the Maimer. Right. To be you. So he goes, my mother says if you sneeze, it's a rise of Emes. I didn't know Shmuel. You know, I'm a fellow for Shmuel. So in the middle of the day, I don't know when, they went into the Rebbe's cabinet, you know, in his office. And who was there? The Rebbe, you know, this Rebbe used to say with the handkerchief on the bottom. The Friedrich Rebbe used to have it, you know, open. I remember how I used to do it. It used to go like this. Always. You saw, and then he used to stop in the middle of the minor. He used to take off, test the minute, put it on again. But we saw it open. Red facade, not the ordinary white handkerchief. The dots, you know. Yeah, one of those like cowboy. So someone knocked, I know who, I don't want to say who. Someone knocked on the door, that time was a bit of time, based off of Eden. Someone knocked on the door, and little Rebbe was saying, Bamaima. And he said, there is an international call, a very important call for you. You must come. So the Rebbe took off his handkerchief, walked out. As he was about to walk out from the room, he said, "A race from the Avir from the Maid." Going out of the atmosphere of the Maid. He made a telephone call. Dr. Shmuel had said it himself. He was in, you never heard the mice? I'm sure he told me the mice, yeah? As he went in again, Tzarik in the Avir from the Maid. So when we heard it, so we had a question. Was it a pshat? The Rebbe's room was always up. Did he say it every day he walked in and out? The pshat is the Rebbe in the Chassid. That's my point. The Rebbe's room is Ganei in Ganei. The Chassid, the Mizit Svish and Chassid, is Ava Ganei. If we would know how much the Rebbe loves a Chassid, is a Maisa Yedua that someone brought it settled before the Rebbe Rashab. Someone was sick, so the Rebbitzin saw that he was walking all night in his room. So she said to him, "What do you make of such a great man?" So he said to her, "Your son," and he mentioned name, "is dear to you. His boy is also dear to his mother." The Maisa Yedua, the Maisa. Do you know how much the Rebbe loves us? When you sit, you should see them, it's other than me. But the Rebbe Rashab, somebody said, I heard it from Pelov. I don't know, Pelov was, he was authentic. I said, there was an Asita from Balabatim at the Samoa, in Lubavitch. The Rebbe Rashab, you know, he wore a vest and he had a golden chain. You know that he had a golden chain with a gold.
Sveizegel.
Yeah. So he took out his watch. Look, she's high himself not to be ever. Give him the yeah. Never really. Okay. Be happy. The first time in history. You have Thompson in the garden. my mother's from Hebron. You know, Maxidi Shaid. You don't mean the Hebron, the Shem Aram, the Mach Shimon Zichron, are the most terrifying Arabs of the world. You know, it's like a Mach Pagomen. So there was Maxidi Shaid in Hebron, and he was Shikha, and he was dancing, Yutes Kislev, in the alleys of the Arab. It was a constant question, and he was pushed to go. Allah have on a goyim of a vision of it till you turn to your testes. All the have on a goyim have to know that there is your testes. Mind goy da business of your testes, the hair spite 11 for many. Nish the have on a goyim, mind goy da business. It's no joke. Mind, you know what my son of Shmuel Munch is? Claim him, Rebbe, mind goy stark of the dying. You know, the Rebbe always cries. You never notice? Every time I saw the Rebbe of Tzeventzach Alamon. He always knows how he makes all of these Rebbe Richman, all the Mon Tzeventzach. Mein Goy da fiel den hain di schna so ar boi mit a tanzen in de gassen. Not the push for the Rebbe. Mit a tanzen in de gassen that the world was zuiche to these great days. And it's not a speech and I don't care if you're in prayer, I'm not doing it. Not worried about it. Aber wenn es wer noch getracht wird and who thinks about Klal Yisrael, who bid for Klal Yisrael. I said it and I'll say it in, I'm going to Toronto this Saturday night. I was a pincher if you have read Chaim Gutnik for the Tzir Yeres Chabad. Someone at the table by the Fabrengen before the Fabrengen said, I said it to ask if we could put in a nutshell, in a few words, the uniqueness, you know what means uniqueness, the specialty of the Rebbe's Nesiyas of 40 years. So Saturday night I was speaking, I said, my conception, you hear what I am? I say, in the history of Jewish leaders, there was no one greater than the Rebbe, and I could prove it statistically. What is the greatness of Allah? What is the uniqueness, you know what I mean, the specialty of the Rebbe, who was a leader who was concerned for Klal Yisrael globally on a world level? Not wholesale, but retail. What are the indications? Is the dollars. One of the indications that thousands and thousands I know of letters or the Yechidus that I used to read one on a personal level, you hear Rabbi Lichten, it's a vote and people accept it. The yeshiva is talking whatever, but the personal level Amanig Yisroel, I said about the Tzatzoyim, I saw in a Sefer it says that the greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu was that he saw he was a shepherd and one sheep wandered away and he brought it back. So Achsidi Shereb won the Poyle Shigut Eid and Tzadik Mest on what Cheshem he went to bring back this sheep on the, but he neglected a whole flock. So this Achsidi Shereb says the flock in a unity would be Gantz. He was concerned that this one who's going away, who knows where he may go. So this individual that you're a man and that's what happened. You fight 11's moment. You just stand for 5 hours, 4 hours, and just move your hand. Just try. Come on, try. Stand like this and try it. Besides that, goes through Nisim and the floors. Just try it. Just stand, and then go to another. Come on. The Pavlov used to say, if you want to see the great koiches of a Rebbe, it's Chodesh Tishrei, you know, that instant. If you want to see the great koiches for the Rebbe, you see it every time. It's on the Neilu Dishikin, it's impossible. If anyone could be Masber in logical words, who can see Masber?
Avroma Yorom, Homa Grois Nerem, what is about Yossi Tzvibu?
What is about Yitzchak Groner?
We're also here.
Not with fun in the Klamot yet.
I just now had a Woodstock finish.
But I'll speak and say what I'm saying.
Yitzchak! Yitzchak! Yitzchak!
He starts to cry.
When there's the parade with the rabbit tails, it's all, I want to be on the parade! When there's the parade and the Rebbe is leading the Jewish people, I want to be on that parade. I said, we'll be all the way in the back. Who says, who cares, the back? That's what says in this week's Seva. Binoreinu is a parade. What means Binoreinu is Kenenu? Binoreinu is Kenenu Neidach. It's a parade. That's right, Lechom, it's my fish. Posse, don't fail, posse. There's going to be a parade. The Rebbe's going to be in the front. Where you and I are going to be, who knows what will be on the parade? Huh? Are you? It's none of your business. Do you want to be on the parade, Mishmul Gedan?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll be on
the
parade.
Nice thing
is that
boy from
Australia.
Very nice
thing. Of course I'm. Mishmul Gedan, you're a good friend. Rabbi Wichman, you don't know me. I love Jews. I love them. I love them. Okay, we'll see you Shabbos, Mirza Hashem, yeah? Time. 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 Time.